Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad.
That's cool. Is everything fine on this Sunday morning with you?
Yeah, it's fine on this Sunday morning. You had me fooled there for 1 second.
Whoa, it's Sunday. I lost a day, he says.
Yeah. You can scam some of the people all of the time, and usually all the people most of the time. Is that
okay.
How that goes?
Not even close.
Okay.
We're not trying to scam anybody.
No, I know. I'm just playing around. But we're not recording on Sunday. We got to let them know that.
Yes, it's Saturday.
Well, we gave it away just by saying we're recording. I just said it.
Right. And, well, you know, that big news story that's going to happen tomorrow morning, and we're not even going to be talking about it. They're going to be suspicious.
Yep.
How come they didn't talk about the earthquake in New York?
Well, we wouldn't have anyways.
What? Your favorite city got hit by an earthquake.
Did it?
Well, maybe tomorrow. I hope not.
I hope not either.
So what else is going on? Anything much? You were doing something for your mom, or what was going on there?
Oh, I took my mom for a motorcycle ride this morning.
Oh, that's right. That's nice. Did she appreciate that?
Yeah, she loves it.
Did she drive with your dad much on his bikes?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All the time. And with my dad on my bikes.
So she drove a bike herself?
No. But my dad used to take her out on my bikes, too, all the time.
Oh, I see. Did she ever have an interest in driving a motorcycle?
No, not riding on her own, no. I don't know if I ever told you, but just recently, not that long ago, like over this past year, I found out that my dad used to take my motorcycle out all the time without me knowing.
And you found that out from your mom, of course.
Yeah, no, actually, I found out from one of my dad's ex-girlfriends.
Whoa.
And he said that he used to pick her up all the time and would never let her take pictures of them with the motorcycle because he didn't want it ever to get around to me.
That's too funny.
Isn't that hilarious?
Now, you would take your bikes because they were just different or nicer, or what was the deal there?
Well, he had never had a bike at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, since I've had bikes, or, you know, my dad hasn't had a motorcycle, so he would take mine out all the time. Like, you know, I didn't mind, especially if I was around, you know what I mean? Because usually my bikes were, I've had old Triumphs from the 60s and old 52 Panhead, and, you know, my bikes were not the most reliable, so I wouldn't want him really just to take them out at anytime he wanted, because if he broke down or anything and I wasn't around, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Then I wouldn't be able to get him with a van, or I wouldn't be able to, you know, add CAA or whatever, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But I found out that he would take him, and then I guess my aunt and uncle told me, too, that he would come over there sometimes, and they had never told me that before with the motorcycle, and I never knew he had it.
That's funny.
Yeah, I was dying laughing when I found out.
Well, now you know.
Now I know. It was pretty funny. I wish I could confront him now.
Is there some things that you did that you didn't tell your parents that you wish you could have maybe told your dad before he passed away?
I don't know. He probably knew about anything I ever did, really, good or bad. I can't think of anything that was outstanding after he passed away, but things come up now that I wish, you know what I mean? That I wish I could tell him now that are going on, you know what I mean? Kind of thing.
Oh, for sure, of course.
But no, nothing in the past that I would have, that I didn't tell him probably.
All right.
We were pretty close, so.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
What's on the agenda this morning?
Well, the agenda is news, and then we're going to talk about the show topic. And the, oh, you mean what's up for news, you mean?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Well, I was reading the local news here, and they mentioned a story about these two guys left the bar last night in Toronto, and then they, after they left the bar, they tried to cross the QEW mm-hmm. on foot.
Oh, some Canadian news. Oh, some Canadian news.
Yes.
Alrighty.
I just thought that was dumb that somebody would try to...
Yeah, it is pretty dumb anyway. But most Canadian news is dumb, isn't it?
I guess. Well, and here's another story about a guy in New York. He is a owner of a wholesale restaurant equipment company. Mm-hmm. And four guys go in there with guns and they say, "Where's the money? Where's the money?" And he says, "There is no money here. There's no cash on hand. We deal in checks and charges and stuff. There's no cash gets passed around here." So these guys start pistol whipping the employees in the store or whatever it is, an office or whatever. It's a storefront though. And so the guy goes and gets a shotgun in the corner and he blasts off a warning shot. And these guys still go about, you know, tearing the place up and hitting people with the guns. So the guy said, "You don't take my warning shot seriously." So he started blasting them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's like, I guess today there's like puddles of blood out on the sidewalk. He ended up killing two of the four guys, and the other two guys got caught. Jeez. because they leaked blood to wherever they were hiding out, and the cops found them easily. And so they're talking to him today, and he's sitting in his chair. He's kind of, you know, a bigger dude, and he's sitting back, kind of almost laying down in an office chair, and he's, you know, he's got that whatever attitude. And he's like, "I tried to tell him that, you know, I don't have no money, and I fired a warning shot, but they just don't listen. I don't get it, you know." Mm-hmm. So he was kind of like, "Not much I can do." But he got taken into the police custody, but they let him go, of course, because these guys had guns and he felt threatened, and he blasted them. I just thought that's crazy, like Wild West, type stuff, downtown streets of Manhattan.
Speaking of Manhattan, up until just recently, playing every Monday night in a club that I wish I would have known about or would have seen him, but it was up until the last few months where he was getting a little more iller. Les Paul dies at 94.
Yeah, that was
a couple days ago.
Thursday, yeah.
13th, I guess it was.
Yeah. 94 years old. He lived a really good long life.
A guitar and studio innovator.
He sure
and
was.
His innovations included the solid body guitar and multi-track recording.
Those are his two biggies, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Beatles would not have been sounding like the Beatles if it wasn't for Les Paul just a few years prior to those guys recording.
Yeah.
All his inventions as far as recording techniques and stuff like that was immediately put into place through recording studios all throughout the world.
Says B.B. King, he was the founding father of modern music.
That's a good way to put it, for sure.
Going to be missed, for sure.
Because basically he invented the solid body electric guitar, mm-hmm. as we know it. He had a guitar he called the log. It was basically a big, thick piece of wood. He put clamped on two sides to it to give it some resonance, and it was all about the pickups, of course. So he
and there's a song about that guitar. Log, fun for a girl and a boy. Oh no, that's from Ren and Stimpy.
Yes. I don't.
But
think
we are both proud owners of Gibson Les Pauls ourselves.
You know what? Les Paul was a man of integrity, that's for sure. He's revered by guitar players all over the world, for sure.
Programs are put in place in the United States to repay student loans, targeting unemployed graduates. So
unemployed graduates, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's
what are they doing?
A big thing. Well, new public, private, and college-based programs are targeting a grim and growing market, the unemployed college graduates who can't afford to repay their student loans. And this week, Bridgespan Financial, a startup based in Washington, D.C., introduced Safe Start, and it's a product designed to protect borrowers from the risk of defaulting on their loans, and for an upfront payment of $40 to $60 per $1,000 of student debt, SafeStart will provide an interest-free line of credit that borrowers can use to repay federal student loans for up to 5 years after graduation.
That's awesome.
So it's some help.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. That the economic downturn isn't affecting people who are probably, you know, the brightest and the people are going to be making the biggest impression on any, you know, new stuff that comes out, which we need that stuff to get our economy, you know, going again. Innovation is going to be something that we're going to be tapping into on a regular basis, I think. We need to think differently, or as Apple says, think different.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I just want to mention, I was looking at a headline, scientists tackling the ethical questions of space travel, and I guess it's got to do with humans in space being subjected to radiation, more radiation than anyone on Earth would be, and that's just a big concern. So NASA is working on some of that, also questioning whether that, you know, is going to be something that I wonder if they're going to actually work to do something about that or not do that, and you know, space travel is just going to kind of be put on hold. Or
I don't understand, really, because the guys who went to the moon, they, you know, they're still around.
Well, I guess they're talking about, though, prolonged periods of time. So actually really living in space, I suppose it is.
And, right.
You know, I mean, I guess they could develop equipment and, you know, I guess if they put apartments or, you know, complexes for people to live out in outer space, they'd have to be equipped properly. But whether they're going to actually work on that or if it's ethical for them, I guess maybe at this time to do it, or the expenses and, you know, so remains to be seen, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know about it being ethical. I mean, these people volunteer and they know all the risks, and it's not something that everybody can do. I think, you know, the risks, you know, there's a million risks getting thrown into space. You could obviously die as soon as the rockets get fired, as far as that goes.
Yeah, I don't know if the ethics come into play because they send people that are working there, maybe, or something. I don't know. But that's the headline. Scientist tackles ethical questions of space travel. So, whatever they exactly mean by that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Do you have any sports news over there?
No. Moving right along.
Moving right along.
You have sports news or something for us?
Oh, no. I'm a big golf guy, and that's probably half the reason why we're recording on Saturday as opposed to Sunday. Tiger Woods is just crushing at the PGA Championship, which is the last major of the year, basically the major last major tournament of the year. And, of course, Tiger Woods is right up there.
He has
yet to win a major yet this year, but so this will be his time. I think there's no stopping him, really. If you watch the footage, he's just unbelievable.
He's crushing
is right. Unless he unless he comes across some obstacle or something happens to him, he's unstoppable.
Like a gopher popping out of the ground.
Why do you use the gopher metaphor?
Well, because it seemed to be a big problem in Caddyshack.
What was that game where you had to hit the mole every time it popped up with the big hammer thing?
The game? Not Mouse Trap.
No. It was you see it at carnivals and stuff. The mole.
Oh, no, I don't know what that is then. Yeah, I thought you meant a board game of some kind.
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30, incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 130-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all in the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
So, moving on to this week's topic, raw foods and the raw food diet.
Yes. Now, we're not talking about sushi here, are we?
Not necessarily, no.
No. it's kind of a way of life, isn't it? It's like you guys eating organic food.
Yeah, yeah. The raw food diet, what it is exactly, and it's usually referred to as the raw food diet, not a raw food diet, because it's pretty specific. And the raw food diet is a diet based on unprocessed and uncooked plant foods, such as fresh fruit, vegetables, sprouts, seeds, nuts, grains, beans, dried fruit, seaweed, and not cooking, not heating that food, especially above 116 degrees Fahrenheit, which is believed to destroy enzymes in the food that can assist in the digestion and absorption of the food. So cooking is also thought to diminish the nutritional value and life force of food.
So you can cook it, but as long as it's not above 116 degrees?
Yeah. Basically. Typically, at least 75% of the diet must be living or raw. So it's preferred that you don't actually cook it. Some things you actually should. I mean, sometimes things should be boiled or, you know.
Well, one thing I think of is corn. Corn is really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't eat it raw, though.
Sure you can. Popcorn.
But you cooked it, knucklehead.
Yes, of course. But you can eat the raw kernels.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't eat that.
Well, I don't necessarily know about corn. You could probably boil corn or something, you know what I mean? That's what you'd boil it in water, just like a potato. Although you could also eat a potato raw, but I suppose you could eat corn raw. Could you not eat corn raw?
It'd be weird. It would be difficult. I'd have to think corn.
But I think for most people, especially that don't follow a raw food diet, a lot of things would be weird. Anyway, you know what I mean? I think that's just one thing that seems odd to us. I mean, you could probably get all the kernels off your corn cob and just eat the raw corn. I don't believe it has to be cooked to eat. It'd be a little harder on the way out too. So maybe we could talk a little bit about the benefits of a raw food diet. Well, it's believed that there's numerous health benefits, and those would include increased energy, improved skin appearance, better digestion, weight loss, reduced risk of heart disease. A raw food diet consists of less trans fats and saturated fats, which is typical of our Western diets, and also lower in sodium and higher in potassium, magnesium, fibers, and health-promoting plant chemicals called phytochemicals. You're looking at fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, those kinds of things. Protein can come from nuts. Protein can come from beans. Here's a basic list of the things that you can eat, and preferably organic, too. That's really a big part of eating the raw foods, is that you eat organic food that's not sprayed with chemicals or anything. These foods would be fresh fruits and vegetables, nuts, where you would get a larger portion of protein, seeds, beans, where you get protein, grains, legumes, dried fruit, seaweed, unprocessed organic or natural foods, freshly juiced fruit and vegetables, purified water, and young coconut milk. You could actually probably find out specifically of certain foods that wouldn't lose, you know, a lot of their nutrients being heated over 116 degrees Fahrenheit, I guess, if you wanted, you know, to get a little deep into what you could and what you couldn't cook, you know, or boil or whatever. But we can talk a little bit about these cooking techniques. We have used a juicer a fair amount, and I think we tend to go through spurts of using a juicer. Juicing is cool, but it can get time consuming because you're juicing and you're cleaning the juicer all the time and its components and everything. And it does get to be sort of a hassle when you can actually, you know, buy a lot of the juices or just eat the, you know, raw fruits and vegetables as opposed to juicing them. So that's what tends to happen, you know, and then you get on the kick again of juicing. And yeah, some of the cooking techniques that used specific cooking techniques make these foods more digestible and add variety to the diet. So that can answer some of the question about why you would cook some of the food, and it's because it can make them more digestible. Sprouting seeds, grains, and beans, juicing fruit and vegetables, soaking nuts and dried fruit, blending using a blender, and also dehydrating food, which you can buy a lot of dehydrated foods, I guess. And then hand in hand with that is the equipment that you use, and you know, like talking about the juicer or whatnot, a dehydrator. You can get a dehydrator, and it basically blows air through food at a temperature of less than 116 degrees Fahrenheit, and that dehydrates it. And I guess, I suppose for digestion, but you're dehydrating, and that's probably the word I was looking for before, kind of dehydrating like food when it's being cooked. And I suppose some of them, it's better for your digestion to actually do so. A good quality juice extractor for juicing fruit and vegetables, like mentioned, a blender, food processor to chop. You would use a chopper or the food processor, I guess, but specifically, I think you can get a chopper too that just chops. You know what I mean? Doesn't blend it like or whip it or anything.
Right. So you're not spewing all the juices out to the side and wasting
exactly, yeah. And large glass containers to soak and sprout seeds, grains, and beans. And then mason jars for storing sprouts and other food.
Wow. It seems like a diet that it doesn't take into account enjoying your food as much as a non-raw food diet.
Well, that can be, and more so for people that, you know, either have never done it or don't live that lifestyle, you would tend to look at it that way. But when you do follow that and it becomes your regimen, yep, I think that you kind of appreciate, you know, that food more. And I know when I've done raw food diets, you know, more so as a detox or cleansing, mm-hmm, you know, for just a limited period of time, you really start to appreciate some of the food and what you've done, you know, to, you know, change your lifestyle, either whether it's long-term or, you know, what you're doing to cleanse your body. And you really appreciate that, and you appreciate the food, and you really look forward to some of these foods. And a lot of people also find that some foods, there's an enhanced taste to foods when you stop eating a lot of the garbage that we normally eat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can understand that.
So it can kind of go both ways. But yeah, we would tend to look at it as it's more difficult and, you know, a considerable time, energy, commitment. It's all needed to be healthy on a raw food diet.
Exactly.
Many of the foods are...
I was going to say, I think that the enjoyment that you don't get in eating whatever, you know, a steak or whatever, the enjoyment comes in the differences you notice in your body, and you're feeling better generally.
Oh yeah, it's incredible, actually, the feeling.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's like night and day. But there's some side effects, some precautions, and you know, we could take a little break and we'll come back with some of that. Okay, we're talking about raw foods, the raw food diet, here on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
You bet.
And by the way, you can visit us on the web at www.thejabbercast.com. You can email us at hearmeoutofthejabbercast.com, and you can leave us a recorded message by
going to the store, buying an H4, and no, you go to the website, and down, if you scroll far enough down the page, you'll notice a little message recording widget, and you talk into your computer, and we get the message on the other end.
Although that's how we would do it. We'd go to the store and buy the H4.
N. Do you notice there's a new MicroTrack out, too? I want the MicroTrack 2.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Yes.
I didn't know.
Yeah. It doesn't... You can't hold a candle to the H4N, though, with that.
No, it's just incredible. But I got to check out the other one. We'll have to let our friends Jeff and Mike know on the Easy Mac Podcast.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, I wish it were. So some side effects. Some people experience a detoxification reaction when they start a raw food diet, and especially if their previous diet was rich in meat, sugar, and caffeine. And I know that I went through that, and I did it for this purpose, the detox, actually. Mild headaches, nausea, cravings can occur, but they usually last for a few days, to several days, again, depending on how much of this, you know, meat, sugar, caffeine, and that you had ingested in the past.
Right.
What your regular routine consists of.
So you're still off the caffeine, right?
Yeah, no, I haven't gone back to caffeine, nope.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Precautions. The raw food diet may not be appropriate for certain people, such as children, pregnant or nursing women, people with anemia, people at risk for osteoporosis. And I guess there was a study done to find that out. Bone turnover rates were similar to a group that ate a standard American diet.
Mm-hmm.
Bone turnover rates. Sounds like a food. Turnovers.
Or it sounds like someone in their grave and they're turning over.
Yeah.
Grandpa would turn over in his grave if he knew what you were doing.
And as we were talking about, you know, the time, energy, and commitment that it takes to be on a raw food diet, mm-hmm. It's also a part of that is sometimes the ingredients are hard to find. You know, because you need ingredients for things. If you want sprouted flour, date sugar, the young coconut milk, carob powder, Celtic sea salt, and different things like that. Some of those natural, harder to find foods. So you're going to find yourself spending time going to some odd stores or making some extra phone calls and stuff to find these things.
You and then Celtic sea salt? How does that differ from regular sea salt?
Yeah, I really don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what the difference is between Celtic and regular sea salt, but
all right.
That information I don't have in front of me.
All right, I'm just kind of curious if you knew.
It's also important to be aware that certain nutritional deficiencies can occur with a raw food diet as well. And some of those are calcium, iron, B12, in which the Journal of Nutrition study found that a raw food diet increased levels of, I don't know if I can say this, homocysteine due to vitamin B12 deficiency. And whatever homocysteine is, I don't know. I guess maybe it turns you gay. I'm not sure.
Big JD.
Well, it says homocysteine.
Well, yeah, homo means one of something.
Oh, okay. It just turns you into one gay person. No, it's a family show here. And also, you know, you had mentioned about protein, and while you can get a certain amount of protein from, you know, probably very few of the foods, protein would become a deficiency. And it's tough to get a lot of protein out of eating a raw food diet, but your sources are the nuts and the
beans.
And also calories. You can't necessarily keep your calories up very high eating raw foods, because generally you'd have to eat a lot of the, you know, more than you normally would of food to get the amount of calories that you need. So if you're somebody that needs a certain amount of calories, or you know, you find that you're losing more weight than you would want to, that can be, you know, something that you'd have to consider. Yeah.
What do you do for do you take vitamin supplements?
I do take vitamin supplement. Yeah.
Okay. Just curious.
I take a multivitamin, and I take right now I'm taking vitamin D as well, because I don't find I'm out in the sun enough. And
no kidding.
Certain times of the year we'll take vitamin C, but we also take shaga every day. So Lana actually doesn't take a multivitamin anymore because of shaga.
And you want to tell the people what shaga is? And maybe where they can get it?
Shaga is said to be the most potent antioxidant that's available. And it's basically it's a mushroom extract and an antioxidant which wards off free radicals from your body and boosts your immune system.
Are those Muslims, the free radicals?
Lipo. And you can actually get that. We actually sell that shaga, and it's the best one that money can buy.
And how?
And you get, and that's at myshaga.com, which is myshaga, myshaga.com/oppen, OPPEN. And they can buy it right from us on the web. It's well worth the monthly investment.
Antioxidant. What is that anyway? What you're making it sound like you're getting rid of some kind of
oxidization. It's the free radicals that float around in your body from all the bad things that exist in the air and in the foods that we eat. You know, they're these free radicals. I don't know if it's what you would call them. I guess maybe not, I don't know if they're enzymes or little, like you can think of it as, you know, termites eating away at your system.
Little
so to
Muslim
speak.
Termites.
Jesus.
No, Allah.
Allah, peanut butter sandwiches.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, the raw food diet is the more extreme, really, of the vegan diet, of a vegetarian diet. It's pretty extreme, and it's pretty strict.
It sounds that way. So what is the difference between a vegan or vegan and vegetable diet?
Well, vegetarian, generally the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian is a vegetarian will still eat some animal products, such as maybe milk and eggs and things like that, where a vegan will not, you know, or even fish, and a vegan will not eat fish, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Those things that you could still consider, you know, that people will still kind of consider not meat or not animal, yet they really are.
Yep.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
This week on Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, it's Woody Guthrie from Songs to Grow On for Mother and Child. This is I'll Eat You, You Drink Me.
I'll eat you, I'll drink you, yum, 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 yum. I'll drink you, I'll drink you, slip, slop, slip, slip, slop. Well, I'll eat you, and you'll eat me, and I'll eat you, and you'll eat me. So did Papa scream sugar in my tea, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Ho, ho, ha, ha, he, 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 and I'm gonna eat you up. I'm gonna drink you down, I'll bite you, I'll chew you, yum, 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 yum. I'll gulp you, I'll slurp you, slip, slop, slip, slip, slop. Well, I'll eat you, and you'll eat me, and I'll eat you, and you'll eat me. So did Papa scream sugar in my tea, ha, 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 1, 2, 3. Ho, 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 he, 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 and I'm gonna eat you up. I'm gonna drink you down. I like you, I love you, yum, 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 yum. I smell you, I taste you, slip, 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 slop. Well, I'll eat you, and you'll eat me, and I'll eat you, and you'll eat me. So did Papa scream sugar in my tea, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Ho, 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 he, 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 and I'm gonna eat you up, and I'm gonna drink you down. I touch you, I feel you, yum, 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 yum. I pat you, I rub you, slip, 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 slop. Well, I'll eat you, and you'll eat me, and I'll eat you, and you'll eat me. So did Papa scream sugar in my tea, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Ho, 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 ha, ha, he, and I'm gonna eat you up. I'm gonna drink you down. I'm gonna eat you up. I'm gonna drink you down.
All right, there we have a little Woody Guthrie.
Now, that's like a sexual song, isn't it?
Yes, it sort of is, I guess.
I'll eat you, drink me.
Think of the time that he, but it's how much stuff can you find about eating and drinking? I'm sure I could find more songs, but I wanted to find something with eating or food. I found a few food ones, but they were all comedian skits, you know?
Oh, right. Well, it's interesting that you picked Woody Guthrie because he was one of the performers at the Woodstock Music Festival that happened, 40 years ago this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff on TV and on some local radio stations pointing the fact out that this is the anniversary of Woodstock.
And Woody Guthrie being the father of Arlo Guthrie.
Yes.
He's
the guy who was at Woodstock. See, I'm confused now. Arlo is the guy at Woodstock.
Yes, he was the guy at Woodstock.
1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn.
And what's his other song there about the diner? Alice's Restaurant.
Alice's Restaurant. Oh, my goodness. So I just screwed that all up. The 1, 2, 3, 4 guy is not Arlo Guthrie. Jeez.
Who is that guy?
That's
is that Country Fish?
Yeah, Joe McDonald
Country
and
Joe?
The Fish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. I thought it was Country Joe and the Fish. Is it? Who is it?
I think it could be Country Joe.
Okay, I can't remember exactly. Woodstock. It's been a long time since I went to that. So,
how can you have gone to that? You're only 29 years old.
Yeah, how could I have gone to that? Must have been a past life I was thinking of.
past life. Actually, someone asked me how old you were this week.
And did you lie for me?
I said you were 42, but I think you're older than that now that I think about it.
I think I might be.
Yeah, I think you're 45 now.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Very young, 45.
Yes, you are. Try having some kids and that'll age you really quick. But anyway,
so let's,
you want to talk a little bit more about some raw foods?
We can. What have you got for us?
How about the role that genetically modified foods play in the raw food diet and how we should, if you're going to start a raw food diet, how we should stay away from them and why we should stay away from them? Are you familiar with genetically modified foods that are...
To some degree, I guess.
Well, there's... I think it's... I'm a conspiracy theorist myself. I think that the company Monsanto, which sells, I'm going to say, the majority of the seeds to the farmers in the entire world, they are constantly genetically modifying the seeds for the crops that we eat. And what they've done is they've given farmers, I know in India or Pakistan, in that neck of the woods, these seeds for their corn, and they tell them that the yields will be 50 to 75% better than regular corn seeds, and turns out that the yields are only dependent on more rain. If you don't have more rain, then your yields are going to be either less or equal to what you had with regular corn. And a certain percentage of corn that is grown for seed. I'm not sure what the percentage is, but obviously you need to replant corn. So certain corn crops are specifically just to take the corn off and then replant it to make more corn. And the farmers typically do this themselves. They'll take the corn and reseed it. But if you're starting new seeds, you would call a seed company like Monsanto. But the seeds, the corn that Monsanto sells these farmers, the corn they grow for reseeding is completely useless. It doesn't grow. So they have to go back to Monsanto like within a short period of time and get more seed off them. It's a huge scam. So I'm very leery of genetically modified anything because I think eventually genetically modified food is basically food that we eat that can be governmentally controlled. Like, these companies can be giving money to the government. The government tells these companies to grow a specific type of food so that the people eat this. So we know exactly what is going into these people's mouths. And I think it should not be like that at all.
And eventually, at some point, they can put things in there to do other things, like control the population, perhaps.
Exactly. That's really conspiracy theorists, but I honestly believe that kind of stuff. That they want to control what we drink and eat, and they shove all these messages at us through the media, telling us to to have a certain kind of diet, what to eat, where to sleep, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd like to control everything that they could about the human population.
Oh, well, this one piece of... Did we talk about... Oh, yeah, we did. Never mind. I was going to talk about the three countries getting together, the America, Canada, and Mexico getting together to have a little talk.
Well, we didn't talk about it at news time, did we?
No, we didn't talk about it. I think we talked about it last week.
Oh, okay.
We mentioned the three amigos getting together. And
oh, right, yeah. Yeah. North American Union, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, sir. Genetically modified foods are probably the biggest threat to your health and the planet in modern history. Personally, I think it's a bigger and more immediate threat than even global warming, which I think is another big scam. Because what we eat is what we are, what we eat, and if we're going to let these multinational companies tell us what we're going to be eating, I think we're in a big mess.
Sure. And then while you're on the topic of genetically modified food, there's also the, which we just briefly
talked about in passing while we were talking about raw foods is processed foods.
Most foods.
So that's those are you know, foods that are they're almost man-made.
Pretty much, yeah. You just get some oil of some kind and or some corn sucrose and put some coloring in there and something to make it a certain consistency and put some flavor in there, and it can be anything you want it to be, from a chicken burger to a cookie. It's all made of the same stuff.
And also a lot of foods, you know, preservatives and so forth are put in foods, and so you're getting all these other things that you know, could do without by eating a raw food diet and, you know, always getting your food fresh. And then there's, of course, you know, something else that we talked about, and that's eating organic. So foods that aren't sprayed with chemicals to help them grow or to ward off, you know, bugs and insects and parasites and whatever. So
I was going to say, I'm sure that you've heard within recent weeks a report or a study that was out saying how organic food is, I don't want to say not better for you, but did you know the report I'm talking about? There was a report that kind of got a lot of coverage in the newspaper and on the TVs about...
No, I didn't see it, though.
This company out of England, I think they did a study and to see if people could tell if... I want to say if it tasted better. If organic food tasted better than regularly processed foods. But they didn't...
Yeah, I don't know that I could tell.
But they didn't actually say if one was better for you than the other one, or one was more harmful for you than another one.
I'm sure that goes without saying.
I'm surprised you didn't hear that that report that was going around. It got a lot of coverage.
I must have been away at that day.
Oh, maybe.
I was on vacation.
Possibly.
Did we have a show since I've been back? I think we did, yeah.
Yeah, we had a show last week, yeah.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to go to a surprise party. How did that surprise party go?
The surprise party was good for Jim. My buddy Jim is retired from Chrysler's. Put in his time. 30, I don't know how many years, 35 years.
Good for him.
Something along that line.
Awesome. I hope I make it that long. Well, no, 30. I'm not staying 35.
I hope I make it to 30 years old.
Well, you got one more year to go.
Yeah, yeah, getting there.
Oh, we already talked about your age. Jeez, we already blew it.
Yeah, but I'm going to cut that out of the show.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
That's right, Tech Talk. Right here on the Jabbercast, and I actually originally had down to talk about the iPhone because it rocks, and I got an iPhone, and I don't know that we talked about it much last week, did we at all?
I don't think so.
And then I had mentioned one of the apps to you, Shazam, and you wanted to talk about that, so we can just talk about all that kind of summed up together. Was it on the Jabbercast we mentioned the Sonoma 4-track?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Awesome app as well.
Lipple's had an iPhone for quite a while. A couple of them now.
Yes.
And I just recently got an iPhone and Lana, and I'm just amazed at the thing. I wonder now how I ever did without it.
That's what a lot of people actually say. They wonder how... Well, they know how they did without it. It's just that they're routine or the way they go about their business has improved because of it. But we want to talk about Shazam?
Sure, we'll talk about Shazam, and I got a few things to talk about the iPhone, actually.
Okay, well, Shazam is
an
iPhone app that's free, and basically what it does is you hold the... If you're in your car, this is when I use it mostly, I'm in the car, and I hear a song, and I think... I like the song, or it's an old song that I don't remember who.
On the radio, that is.
On the radio, yeah. And and a lot of times they don't tell you who a song is by or anything, you know. Or you just get out of the car before that information is divulged. And basically what you do is you open up the app and you hit the Tag Now button. and it listens to the song for roughly 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, and then it sends the waveform that the song created off to some database, and it comes back, and it gives you who sang the song, what the title of the song is, what album it's on, the link to go watch it on YouTube, and the link to go buy it on iTunes.
And even lyrics.
And it also, and depending on what the song is, they send you to a lyric server as well. And there's other ones too that I'm not thinking of right now. But and I've yet to stump it unless it's a song that, you know, that is just too obscure. That, but if it's on the radio, it's not too obscure. So I'm saying every song that I've thrown out from the radio, it has come back with the correct answer. Even if you're listening to just the solo or just the intro or even just the outro. Like it doesn't have to
be where the singing is. It doesn't have to be the catchy phrase, the catchy, you know, rhythm or anything.
No lyrics at all. It could be the bridge, which has nothing to do with any part of the song. It's amazing how well this thing works. I've yet to trick it. It's come back correct every single time.
I've given it some things that I didn't think it would get, like something off of Black Sabbath Mob Rules CD, and it got it. And something off of Me First in the Gimme Gimme's CD, and it got it. Lana, we thought we had it stumped. She put in something from the recent Judas Priest CD, and it came back as some Japanese album of some kind, and so we did it again and it came back right, but she only to find that the Japanese was actually the Japanese version of this CD.
Ugh.
It went to a page that everything was in Japanese, so we didn't realize what it was, but it was right.
Yeah, if it's been released by a record company, I don't think it'll fail.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I tried singing and everything. It says it won't do it to your singing, and I've tried to do some different things, but it doesn't work like that.
Well, depending on how true you are to the actual recording, if you go on YouTube and you look up Shazam tricks or whatever, I've seen guys playing piano and singing like the 10 seconds or whatever it is of like an Elton John song or Billy Joel song.
Yeah, maybe with actually playing an instrument, it would be a little bit different. But I tried to sing and I tried to do, you know, you know what I mean, kind of stuff. It wouldn't do anything.
No, it has to be pretty much perfect pitch.
Either perfect pitch or else done on an instrument, I think.
Yes, because if you go on YouTube, like I said, you can see guys who scam it or whatever, you know, just to see if it'll...
Yeah, yeah.
Because you want it to do that. You want to think, hey, I am good enough to even trick Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's...
Even though it didn't work, I still feel that I'm good enough to trick it, so... I wasn't hurt by the... no, I'm just kidding. So anyway, yeah, the Shazam is really cool. We had talked about last week, if you want to check out Tech Talk on the last show, the Sonoma 4-track, which is a 4-track multi-track recorder that you can use for the iPhone to record multi-tracks.
Very cool app.
And I think we even had a song in there that I did on there, a little ditty, acoustic ditty. And what else did I want to say? I can't think of anything that I don't, except for the, you know, something that doesn't have to do with the actual iPhone, and that's the plans and the companies that house such plans. I can't stand them. That's the only thing I don't like about the iPhone, is that it's still kind of monopolized, you know?
No, I don't know. Oh, you mean the...
By the carriers.
Oh, the carriers. Okay, yes.
Yeah. That's what I don't like the way that they offer the plans, and you know, eventually I think that'll change, but right now it's expensive to have one, I think.
What is going to make it change? I'm kind of curious, because they're looking in every little nook and cranny to just give it to you up the wazoo.
Well, I don't know. I think that, well, I've heard that Bell's going to get the iPhone, and I think when it's a little more widespread with carriers, then you know, there's going to be a little more competition as to the plans. So I think that's what we're going to see change eventually. I think it's going to be more like, you know, every other phone, basically.
Yeah, but I still think cell phone companies are just gouging, even on just regular plans, regular phones.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it'll probably always be the most expensive plan to have, you know, this type of a plan, especially, you know, when you add the data on top of the, you know, the cell phone plan itself. No, it's not really bad. Probably a lot of people hate having to, you know, have the contracts or whatever for 3 years. But I mean, as far as the cell phone's concerned, it's not bad. It's a, you know, $30 thing or whatever.
But then when you add the data plan, you know, you double that, and then they get you, especially with the iPhone, they want to get you for every little thing. So by the time you get your voice message and you want to throw on call forwarding and the call display stuff, all the, you know, whatever, then you're up to like, you know, $80 a month or something. And it gets, that's pretty crazy.
I think it's pretty crazy too. It makes me want to get rid of my home internet almost, you know?
Like, yeah. That's what I was telling Lana. I said, you know, we got two iPhones. We're paying up the wazoo for the data plans on them for to have the internet and all that stuff. And then we pay for our home high speed internet, and it's like it's got like probably the most expensive thing in our lives, internet.
I agree. Or even the phone in the house. Let's get rid of the phone in the house.
Yeah. And then you pay for your phone in the house, and you probably have some kind of long distance plan on there. A lot of people do, and then so you're paying a lot for the telephone technology altogether as a whole. But I got to say, man, the iPhone is so sweet.
If you're in need of professional animation, look no further. Shontoon.com. That's S-H-O-N-T-O-O-N. Shontoon.com. Sean Watkins is a cartoon designer and animator. He's an extremely gifted artist specializing in 2D flash animation. From web banners to cartoons for television, Sean is ready to take your project to the next level. He's also illustrated many children's books. For the web, for television, for your business, Shontoon.com. That's S-H-O-N-T-O-O-N. Shontoon.com. An affiliate of Giggle Button Entertainment.
Actually, today was the first time that I was able to actually check out my O-Rockers.
Oh, okay, cool.
My Oakley Bluetooth headset.
Yep.
That was really cool because I ruined my Bluetooth phone, and then I had another crappy Bell phone for a while that didn't have Bluetooth. And while I had that phone is when I got my O-Rockers. So I would use them with my iPod with a Bluetooth adapter to listen to music, you know, when I'm on my bike or whatever.
Sure.
And today was actually the first time now that, you know, I was able to connect it because I have the iPhone. It's got built-in Bluetooth, so I'm able to use the O-Rockers and was able to, you know, listen to music wirelessly, which I did before, but was the first time I was able to take phone calls at the click of a button. So I was riding my motorcycle down the street, hit a button, and I'm able to talk on the phone. I got a few calls this morning while I was out riding, and it was pretty cool, I got to say. I could hear everything perfect, loud and clear.
But could they hear you over the rumble of your Harley?
Oh, they heard
Davidson?
Me perfect. Yeah, they heard me perfect. I don't even think they heard the bike.
Get out.
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay.
And the other thing is I have a Bluetooth earpiece, and I thought this was kind of odd that it's the it's called a Bluespan AX2, I think it is the model anyway, but that was the first thing I wanted to use with it because you know, I always use it with my other Bluetooth phone, and it recognized it okay, but the volume on this unit is so low that I can't hear it, so I can't hear the beeps or anything like as you turn it up, or I couldn't hear any, I wouldn't be able to hear anybody's voice on it or anything like that.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it's the volume is too low, and I don't know why that is.
You know, you can also use a Bluetooth headset with iChat as well, eh?
Right, I can use it with my computer for pretty well anything.
Right.
My Bluetooth headset. So I actually emailed the company about my Bluespan, just to see, Bluespoon actually it's called, to see what the deal is with that, if they've heard that from anyone else. And the other thing that I noticed, though, with my O-Rockers is that would it have been those? Yeah, I'm thinking that I should be able to, and I think I no, I didn't have my other phone. I was using this Bluespan when you'd hit the button and use the voice talk, voice dial.
Yep.
And I noticed that didn't work on with this Bluespan or with the O-Rockers, and a couple other controls didn't work right with them. I didn't seem to be able to skip forward or backward on the song.
Oh yeah.
And to next song or anything like that, or also pause and play the song, actual song. It would when the phone rang, you know what I mean? And then I could hit the button and take the call, and then the music would come back. But on the other arm of the glasses, there's the controls for pause and play, and then song advance and previous song, and those ones don't work. So I'm figuring just the, you know, whatever the makeup is of the iPhone OS or something, it just may not be, you know what I mean, quite compatible 100%.
Maybe. You think it has to adhere to a standard, though. I'm not sure how that works, though.
I would think so, but for some reason, those, you know, and I have yet to actually sit down and play with it more, you know what I mean? I synced it up and it worked, you know, for the most part, and as long as I was able to listen to songs and take calls, that was cool for me, and now I'll play with them a little more and see what I can, you know, have people call me and check it out further and whatever, you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
But that's really cool and such great technology, and the camera and being able to take video at any time and throw it up on the web anytime you want or email it or whatever, you're connected 24/7.
Right. Is the video that Lana took of you jamming to that song in your studio, is that from the... no, that's probably from your HD camera, isn't it?
The videos that she took?
Yeah.
Were... She took a couple videos that were from her iPhone.
Oh, okay.
And the last one that she put up was something that I had taken. That the camera doesn't move at all. That was something I took of Kyle and I. So I'm not sure which one you're referring to. If it's me just jamming on the Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are from the iPhone.
You go your way and I'll go mine.
Yeah, yeah, that's from her iPhone.
Yeah. Tons of fun. Big JD. Jamming some Jeffrey David Blues Connection music.
Yeah, apostrophe S, Jeffrey David's.
Oh, so.
It gets spelled wrong everywhere, or said wrong.
Yes, Jeffrey David.
You've done it. Somebody else did it. Actually, one of my guys did it at the beginning when he first got in the band. He sent me an email saying, "Oh, something about, you know, Jeffrey David Blues Connection." I'm like, "There's apostrophe S here, man. Don't mess it up again." And
or you're out.
Yeah. And also, we were just recently on a compilation CD, Storm Canada compilation, and it's all Canadian metal bands, and it's actually on there's no real artwork or anything except for the disc itself, because they were just put out as their promo disc, say. And on the disc itself is listed all the bands that are on the CD. Mm-hmm. And the name is spelt Jeffrey David's Blue Connection.
They forgot the other S.
That's right. But the song's tagged right inside, so.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's just, it's such a long name, I think. Sometimes it gets misconstrued.
Yeah. As, every time you refer to me in writing, it's always just JBDC.
Yeah, that makes it even easier. Can't mess that up. There's no S to forget. It's time for the Jabber quote right here on the Jabbercast.
I actually saw Steve, and I sent you a picture of him visiting.
You did
me.
Send me a picture. Yeah, you said Steve and Larry, and it was only a picture of Steve. And
no, there was no Larry.
Yeah, no Larry.
I don't even know who Larry is. I have no idea. I never met the man.
You still never met Larry?
No.
Wow.
But Steve, he seems to be he's a geek, that guy.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I loved working with Steve. We had the big setup there. He had his TV and a big stereo system, and I had the laptop, and for the longest time we tried running cables from his TV and to my laptop and everything, so that we could watch the same things on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We never really, I don't think we ever got it to work, actually.
The technology for some reason wasn't just there.
Yeah.
It'd be good if you could have run video through Bluetooth, then that'd be happening.
Sweet.
Then it would be Blacktooth or something. Never mind.
Blacktooth. Okay.
So you got a quote for us?
Quotes. Yeah, I do have some quotes. I got a bunch of these are really short, so I was just going to go through a few of them because they were also through some from some notable people. But of course, brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of raw foods at the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California.
Get them while they're fresh. Not Steve and Larry, the food.
Steve and Larry's
so Hippocrates, Albert Einstein, Socrates, Henry IV, Thomas Jefferson, William Shakespeare, Benjamin Franklin. So I'm going to go through a few of these. Here's one.
You have a Thomas Jefferson quote on raw food?
Not necessarily raw food.
Okay.
But, you know, eating
good, it seems to be.
He's one of my
so
faves.
Hippocrates says, let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food.
I'm sure that's held true through centuries.
Sure. Albert Einstein, nothing will benefit human health and increase the chances for survival of life on Earth as much as the evolution of to a vegetarian diet.
Wow. Do we know if Albert Einstein was a vegetarian?
We don't know that if he was, actually, but it certainly could be possible. We'll have to add that to the show notes.
And I have to ask you, do vegetarians eat animal crackers? Never mind.
No, they don't. Unless they're deferred.
Okay.
Socrates, bad men live that they may eat and drink, whereas good men eat and drink that they may live.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
There's a good. That's you don't have to say anymore. That's the
no, but I want to.
Pesiste de résistance.
Do we have a time for a couple more or what?
Oh, sure.
Okay, let me just rifle a couple of these. Hippocrates again. Nature itself is the best physician. Him again. If you are not your own doctor, you are a fool. Him again. Natural forces with us are the true healers of disease. Once again, him. To do nothing is sometimes a good remedy. And the reason I want to get some of these in is because there's pretty notable people. Henry IV. Great eaters and great sleepers are incapable of anything else that is great. That's something that makes you think there for a second. Thomas Jefferson, we never regret of having eaten too little.
Wow.
Hey, that's pretty good too. We never regret of having eaten too little. It's always too much that we regret eating. Know what I mean? Know what he means? Socrates again, the rest of the world lives to eat while I eat to live. Okay, William Shakespeare, they are sick that surfeit. Or surfeit with too much as they that starve with nothing. Okay, what's up with that? They are sick that surfeit with too much as they that starve with nothing. He's too goofy, that guy. Surfeit, S-U-R-F-E-I-T. Surfeit, surfeit.
They don't use that word anymore. They took it out of the dictionary a couple of years ago.
Yeah, for good reason, too. Let's say it without the word, then. They are sick that with too much as they... Yeah, okay. And let's get Benjamin Franklin in here. In general, mankind, since the improvement in cookery, eats twice as much as nature requires. He's right.
Wow. A lot of smart dudes, eh? And you don't think that of these guys of, you know, saying anything smart about food, but they're just generally smart people, aren't they?
Yeah, and you wouldn't think that, yeah, that you'd be finding quotes on some of the things that you do find on some of these people. So subscribe to the Jabbercast on iTunes, and we'll all see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback is heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Oh, I wasn't recording. Just kidding.
Yeah. Let's do it again.